Joining us now in studio from age-friendly Northfield, we have Bob Thacker with us. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, my pleasure. It's
all
good
right.
to be here.
It's springtime, so people are thinking of housing and outdoors, and it's just a good time to do that. It's a busy
yes.
time of year. So.
It is, yeah.
And you have some big events coming up. We'll start off with, I guess, the Parade of Homes.
Yeah.
We're going to
talk
about
Age Friendly Northfield has been hosting a series of seminars and workshops and things on different aspects of housing, ADUs, accessory dwelling units, downsizing, all kinds of different aspects of housing for an aging population. And to end the series for the year, we thought it would be fun to do a house tour of houses and accessory dwelling units that reflect age-friendly aspects. So on Thursday, June 1st, we're hosting what's called the Age-Friendly Parade of Homes.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, and it's free, which makes it good deal.
The price is right, yeah.
Yes, prices never have been lower. And we have four homes that are participating. And one of them is an attached accessory dwelling unit that Vicki and Lee Dilley have built on their home for Lee's mother. And it's full of great thoughts and ideas if one wants to add an ADU to your home.
You know, that just the concept there. It's an old concept that we haven't used in so many years, but what a great—it's just a great idea to have.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're coming around in our thinking and being more accepting of the idea of having an extended family all living in the same place,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah,
that's what
absolutely.
Vicki lived in. So it's very cool. And then Julie Buchwald has built a yard home, which is a small home. It's not a tiny home. It's not on wheels. It's stationary. And it's an ADU, and it's just being completed, so that'll be fun to see. And then the third one is Johnson Ryland has built Universal Designed Homes in their latest development, and one of those homes will be available for people to see, a more modest-priced home.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one is my house.
And,
right. Yeah, my wife and I built 6 years ago mm-hmm. what we call a forever home. And the architect Michael Graves designed it for us, and actually it was the last thing he designed before he passed away.
Mm.
And so we built that from the ground up and incorporated as many features as we could to make the house accessible for the rest of our lives.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how, you know, after 6 years of living with mm-hmm. it, is everything working as planned?
Yeah.
I've like living there. I can tell by the smile on your face.
I do. It's a great house. I myself have had two surgeries, back surgery and an arm surgery, and was, not completely mobile for several months, and it worked. I wrote the architect or the people who took up Michael's work and said, the house works. Thanks. It's doing what it should.
And you also mentioned Johnson Ryland Builders. They mm-hmm. have been on the forefront on the local scene here. They've been on the forefront of some housing that's designed for people in their latter years.
Exactly. And they've designed a lovely home, and it's going to be fun to share that. And then the little Julie Buchwald's
yeah.
house is a fascinating concept, the whole idea of a yard home. It's
mm-hmm.
It uses modular elements, and so it was relatively easy to build. And has features in it that, are really cool.
All right. Well, I can't wait. That's going to be a fun tour. It's yeah. coming up on June the 1st.
June the 1st.
Okay.
It's free.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a parade of homes, a traditional parade of homes, in that people go to each of the properties on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be tours at each house every half hour. So there'll be one at 2, 2:30, 3, 3:30. And people can come, catch the tour, and then move on to the next one.
All right.
So, and we'll have more information if you go to the agefriendlynorthfield.com website, agefriendlynorthfield.com. You can get more information about it. But like I said, it's free. And then we're going to have a gathering at the end of the tour, a little debriefing, if you will, or an opportunity to recoup at Imminent Brewing at 4:30. So raise a toast and have some fun, too.
A good way to cap off a nice tour. And that June the 1st, I'm presuming that is a Saturday? Is that
no, correct? It's a Thursday.
It's actually a Thursday. Okay.
Yeah, we didn't want to conflict with people's weekend plans, so it's Thursday afternoon.
All right. I have to make time for that. Sounds like a great program.
Yeah.
Once again, Bob Thacker is with us from Age-Friendly Northfield. We're talking about the Age-Friendly Parade of Homes. Bob, is there anything else that we should know about?
Well, I think, you know, if you go to the homes, you'll see elements in them that really, it's just, I call it design duh. It's kind of like the things that are built into these homes are things that actually work for everybody. And, for example, you know, the lighting, the accessibility of outlets raised higher off the floor so people don't have to get down on their knees to plug things in, cabinets that are lower, using drawers instead of doors, things that are accessible. You know, if you think of yourself in a wheelchair as you go through the house, the houses, you'll see that it's stuff that's easy and accessible, but it doesn't look like you're living in a therapy ward.
Wow, so, I like that. It's all in the design.
Yeah, it's fascinating, and lots of light, things that you know, make use of sound accessibility. You'll see lots of things, and then there will also be brochures that are printed by AARP that show you all the tips and things you can do if you want to retrofit your house or you think about building a new one.
All right. Mm-hmm. And this is, so anyone in that age-friendly group and the people who care for those in
exactly.
The age-friendly group, it's a good thing for the whole family.
You know, Northfield is really on the forefront of being age-friendly as a city. And, you know, on another subject, we just conducted a survey for the city about what makes Northfield desirable. And in that survey, the fact that the city is so age-friendly came up again and again. It's a good place to retire, and a lot of people seem to be doing that.
And a lot of people do that. A lot of people keep very busy in their retirement, which brings us to our next thing.
Yeah.
You're not only doing this, but you're involved with the Arts Guild. Rich and I were talking earlier this morning about the Arts Guild, the big gala that's coming up on Saturday night, and you've been involved with that, too.
I am, yeah. Well, part of the reason that the city is so dynamic is that the arts are dynamic. And the Arts Guild is really at the forefront of that. And so I'm a dabbling artist myself. Not any good, but anyway. So I really am very passionate personally about the Arts Guild. And this event on Saturday is really going to be fun. It's called Art and All That Jazz. And it will feature four different jazz groups over the course of the evening. There'll be great food, some libation if people wish to purchase, and then a silent auction that is just, I think there are over 50 things, some art by really known artists in the community and some wonderful craft things. It's a diverse collection. And all the monies will go to support the arts.
Yeah, and this is the first live gathering they've had of that event in a number of years.
Yeah.
So I'm sure the art's going to be particularly outstanding this year.
Yeah, it will. It's really fun. You actually even see pieces that are currently in the exhibit that is in the gallery at the Guild. And, you know, come and have fun. Tickets are $45, and you can get them at the door. And it starts at 6:00 on Saturday. And
where's that at again?
At the Armory Event Center.
Okay, sounds good. Bob, thank you so much for coming
in. My pleasure.
Much appreciated. It's always a pleasure talking to you, and we'll have you back sometime in the not-distant future.
All right. Always fun to be here. Thank you.
Bob Thacker, once again, with Age-Friendly Northfield. That age-friendly parade of homes is coming up June the 1st, which is a Thursday. Get that on the calendar.